Canto 4, Chapter 16. King Prithu extolled. Maitreya said, "The professional reciters, pleased with hearing the king speak these nectarine words, praised him therefore according to the instructions of the sages. We are at a loss to describe in full the glories of you who, as the foremost godhead, has descended out of your own mercy. Despite the fact that you appeared from the body of Vena, your glories bewilder the minds of the leading speakers. Nevertheless, we will, in accord with what the wise have told us to do, try to put the name of King Prithu, of you who are famed for being a partial incarnation of Lord Vishnu, in the sweetest words. Encouraged in our attention for the liberality and praiseworthiness of your activities, we shall do our best to sing your praises. This king, being the protector of the regulative principles of human nature, is also the chastiser of all who act against them. As the best defender of the faith, he will incite the entire world to follow dutifully. He is the one and only who carries all the forms of all local deities within himself. Based upon that justice, each and everyone, high and low, in due course, will receive his proper share and prosper therefrom. All the riches this king exacts will by him, in due time, be equally distributed over all living beings, just like the all-powerful sun god distributes his rays. He, as the king, will take up the duty of Mother Earth to be always kind to the aggrieved and tolerant towards the people who trample her face. As easy as Indra answers with rain when there is a shortage of water and the living entities have to suffer, that divine man of God, this embodiment of the Lord, will protect the citizens. The whole world will thrive on the glances and bright smiles of his beautiful and affectionate moon-like face. The policies of this king are unseen, his actions are confidential and secret, his accomplishments are hidden, and there is no limit to his treasury. His soul, as the only reservoir of all good qualities, will be covered just as it is with the position of Varuna, the king of the seas. Born from Vena, like fire from firewood, he is difficult to approach and unbearable for his enemies. When one approaches him, he stays at a distance. No one can defeat him. He, as the neutral witness, oversees the activities inside and outside of all living beings, just as inseparable as the life breath is of all the embodied beings. He will never punish someone not deserving punishment, not even when it concerns the son of his enemy. Nevertheless, he, following the path of righteousness, will punish his own son if he deserves it. Like the sun god, shining his light everywhere, the circle of influence of Prithu will unimpeded remain the most powerful one up to Manasa Mountain. The entire world will be pleased by his personal activities and will therefore call him the king happy to the mind of the citizens. Firm in his determination and always truthful, he, in favor of the Brahminical and of service to the elderly, is the one of respect and the caring parent for the poor with whom all living beings seek their shelter. He is as respectful towards other women as he is towards his mother, and to his own wife he is like the other half of his body, and to the citizens he is like an affectionate father, and he is a servant unto those who preach the word of God. All embodied beings are as dear to him as his own self. He increases the pleasure of his friends, and he intimately associates with those who are free from attachment. This king is the hand chastising the wicked. He who is unmistakably the unchanging supreme lord over the three worlds descended as a partial expansion of the supersoul. He regards the false security of confiding in the variegation of matter as meaningless, for such a notion is born from nescience. From the earliest light of day over the hills on, he uniquely heroic will protect the globe as the king of the world, the master of all gods of men. From his victorious chariot upholding the bow, he will reach everywhere from the south to the north, like the sun does passing every year from the south to the north. For certain, all kings of all places will offer him presentations. With the locally worshipped deities, the wives of these kings will consider him the original king, who wields the weapon of his disc in defense of his reputation. He will milk the earth, whom one knows in the form of a cow. As an extraordinary king and progenitor, he will provide facilities for the populace, and for a pastime, he will simply, by the pointed end of his bow, level the mountains by breaking them apart in preparing the earth for agriculture, just like Indra, the king of heaven, did, hitting the mountains with his thunderbolt. When he, vibrating his bow of horn, like a lion keeping his tail high, personally travels the earth, he, invincible in battle, will drive all warmongers everywhere into retreat. The moment this king will have performed 100 Ashwamedha horse sacrifices at the source of the Sarasvati river, his horse, during the last of the 100 sacrifices there, will be stolen away by Lord Indra. He will meet the worshipable Sanat Kumara alone in the garden of his palace, and will, with his devotion being of worship, achieve the uncontaminated transcendental knowledge by which the spirit of the absolute truth is enjoyed. He will hear about the widespread reputation of his chivalry as Prithu, the king of supreme power, being put in so many words in the form of songs and narrations. Conquering his opponents everywhere with no one checking him, he will, by his own prowess, uproot the miseries of the citizens. He will be glorified as the greatest soul by the leaders of the godly and the godless, and become the lord of the world.